I can change any area of my life. I am not a finished product. I am a work in progress. I am not a prisoner of my past, and the past is not a predictor of my future. I will not carry the burden of past failures and limitations with me into the future. I can change any area of my life because I can change the way I think. Change may occur slowly and imperceptibly at first. Nevertheless, I know that it's happening. Whenever I change the way I think, change is bound to happen. I am not trapped or helpless. Every new beginning creates a new ending, and when I make a small change, I move in a new direction and the outcome of my life changes as well. Each new beginning sows the seeds of a new life. I have an infinite number of lives that I can live, and nothing is unchangeable. Each time that I make a new start, I make a new life with a new ending. I don't accept the fact that change is impossible. I can be what I want to be and do what I want to do. I will achieve excellence in my life. On November 18, 1921, Harry Pigeon sailed out of Los Angeles Harbor, bound for the Marquesas Islands of French Polynesia in a 34-foot yawl named Islander. He had just spent 18 months and $1,000 building Islander on the beach with his own hands, and he was now ready to sail to the South Seas and around the world. Islander carried 630 square feet of canvas and had no engine. Harry made a single-handed circumnavigation on Islander, and then he wrote a book about his adventures. He sums up his voyage with the following modest understatement: "I have avoided adventure as much as possible. Just the same, any landsman who builds his own vessel and sails alone around the world will certainly meet with some adventures, so I shall offer no apology for my voyage. Those were the freest and happiest days of my life." In 1932, Pigeon set off on a second 5-year circumnavigation on board Islander. After completing the second circumnavigation, he eventually met a woman, got married, and in 1947, at the age of 73, he set off on a third circumnavigation with his new wife. Unfortunately, he lost his boat in the New Hebrides to a typhoon. Undaunted, he built a new yawl, but he died at the age of 81 before he could set sail for new adventures. If Harry Pigeon was alive today, I wonder what he would do. I suspect that he would do exactly what he did before. He would construct a strong and seaworthy small yacht and then set sail. I'm pretty sure he wouldn't climb on board a treadmill and spend years saving money so he could purchase an expensive yacht. He would simply build an uncomplicated yacht from the keel up. For Harry Pigeon, a yacht wasn't a fashion statement. Instead, it was a dream machine that took him around the world. It wasn't about the yacht. It was about freedom, happiness, and adventure. When you set sail on the ocean of your dreams, like Harry Pigeon, you may try to avoid adventure as much as possible. Nevertheless, adventure is a byproduct of living your dreams, and when you set sail, you can be sure that adventure isn't far behind. I don't know how many years I have left, but in the time that remains, I intend to finish well. I'm going to make a difference in the lives of the people that I meet. I am a purveyor of dreams and an encourager, and I will send a message of hope around the world with my websites and books. You have been warned. I will do my best to rock your world.